Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Danielle. This is the Carousel of Consciousness. Hello, Lori. How are you today? Hello? On this week's episode, we will be talking about being seen and what does that mean to you. On the Carousel of Consciousness, we use the tools of Access Consciousness and the Clearing Statement. More information on the Clearing Statement can be found at www.theclearingstatement.com. Lori, are you there? Okay, I guess not. So, have you made so vital? I'm sorry. Let me find my notes. What have you made so vital about hiding from the world that you are holding back the ultimate expression of you that would change the world, your life, and everyone you come in contact with? And everything that doesn't allow you to do, know, or perceive that will you destroy and uncreate it all. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. Give me just a second. Okay. So, being seen, let's talk a little bit more about that. And,
Hi.
Okay, there you are.
Yep, I was here. They just didn't let me in. So,
I unmuted you. I don't know what happened.
Yeah. Well, you know what? If I come on a little bit sooner than it starts, then it doesn't like that.
And I was a second late, too, which, silly me. So do you have anything to say about being seen?
Well, I hung up and called back, so I didn't hear what the first clearing you said. Can you do that clearing again? Hi, everyone. Sorry for our... we had a second lapse, but, yeah, let's hear that again. What you were saying.
What have you made so vital about hiding from the world that you are holding back the ultimate expression of you that could change the world, your life, and everyone you come in contact with? And everything that doesn't allow you to be, know, or perceive that, destroy it and create it all. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. What?
That's an excellent clearing.
Yes,
yeah.
I came up with it a few moments ago.
Cool. I had, after our call last week, which was the I won't universe, meaning, you know, I won't do it. I have to tell the listeners, I went immediately into I won't. And I was like, I guess I didn't get, stirred that up and then didn't get out of it. So I just had a little temper tantrum going on for a day. And I decided to not fight it, not clear it, not do anything, just be in it. And I let it get big. I had this image of this little girl with pink diapers on, stamping her feet on the ground, and the little pink diapers could turn into shit stains. And I honestly just wallowed in it. And then in the middle of the night, I woke up and it just snapped. And so it really made me curious as to why I would go into that. I had created, I'm creating all this cool stuff, and there was this huge, would I call that an invention, a figment of my imagination, a total resistance to being seen, being successful, but more about being successful. So that's where I came up by utterly refusing to show up is and be seen really puts it out there why, you know, what piece got separated out and what piece believes it's totally separate and that it just doesn't want to go on. So that's where I was playing with it. So everything that brings up, all those fragmented pieces that are just throwing temper tantrums, I want to acknowledge them, but I'd also, that's not working for me anymore. So I
everything would, that is destroyed, uncreated, yeah. All right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
Yeah.
Because you spoke about success and money is often tied to success and everything that is, let's destroy and uncreate that.
Yeah.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. But what have you made so vital about causal incarceration and incarnation that creates the refusal to be seen by the money you can receive? And everything that is, times you got billion, where you destroy and uncreate it all. Right and wrong,
uh-huh.
Good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
Yes. What am I refusing? Exactly. What am I refusing? And I'm going to be vulnerable here and say, man, I see how I am. I put the resistance wall up at almost every step of the way. So what am I resisting? What am I refusing to receive? What am I refusing to show up? Like, it's just not that big a deal. So everything that is,
yes.
Everywhere I'm stopping myself, it's like I take a step forward and then it's a little hesitation. Cool.
Okay, this is from Magic, You Are It, Be It, and this is a little bit long, but are you willing to perform and receive people throwing flowers and money at you? Are you willing to receive massive amounts of money, gold, the crown jewels, and people giving up their titles for you? You have to be willing to receive being mobbed. You have to be willing to receive being stalked. Notice that you are not that we're not saying you have to be mobbed and that you have to be stalked. We're saying that you have to be willing to receive being mobbed. Because when you are truly willing to receive being mobbed, you are willing to know when that's going to happen so that you can be someplace else before the mob gets there. And if that happens and you don't get away fast enough, there's something else you can do. You can make yourself infinite, bigger than the universe, and nobody will notice you're there. You can stand in the middle of a crowd and nobody will see you. So,
That's fun. Oh, that's really fun. Yeah, so that little piece that's like, I don't want to be seen. I don't want to do all this. It's going to hurt. All the decisions I've made that it's going to hurt. Yeah, everything that is. To be seen equates being hurt. I'm willing to destroy and uncreate all that. Good, bad, right, wrong,
right,
top, bottom.
Okay.
Boys and young. Oh, here, we're doing our own personal therapy on the radio.
Yeah.
And probably millions of people will hear it.
So, another piece I got, and this is from one of the Being Demanded calls, when the whole world is looking at you because you're one of the forefront leaders of whatever it is you're trying to create, don't try to be, and I'm paraphrasing now, try to be your true self. Don't try to be a fake version of you because nobody else knows what you know. Nobody else has your sense of humor, and there is nobody else who can write the book you can write. So write your book. And when you're in front of these people and being yourself, who are you when you're with your friends? Who are you when you're giggling? Who and what is your true, authentic self? Be that. And everything that doesn't allow you to be yourself in authenticity instead of what you think everybody is expecting you to be, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds, and everything that doesn't allow you to be the fullest version of you, destroy and uncreate all of that. Right and wrong, good
yes.
and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
Yeah, so refusing to show up because, everything I've decided what showing up means or showing up is. Yeah, all the confusion. Yeah, I just got an image of, like, all the eggs that would be thrown at me all the times that I was stoned or an energy of being stoned and the maddened crowd at you. Yeah, that's not very appealing. So everything that is, and would I be willing to be stoned and have eggs and rocks thrown at me again? Because if I'm refusing and locking that away, then I'm locking away the awareness of that potentially happening, and as you said, I can step away. So everywhere I'm refusing to be stoned, eggs thrown at, ridiculed, and willing to explode and create that. The ridiculed, stoned being that I truly be. Good, bad, right, wrong, talk, pot, all those, just pours me on. So that didn't make sense to people. It's, if you're refusing to do, it's the old resistance thing. If you're refusing to be it, then all immediately you become it. You know, what you resist persists. So if you're willing, not that you have to experience it, but willing to be the harassed, stoned, put against the wall energy, then it's like, it doesn't have, you don't have to attract it because, oh, okay, I'm willing to play in that, experience that. And then, therefore, it's just a choice. It becomes a choice, not an automatic polarity.
So everywhere you are unwilling to receive the negative aspects of being seen, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. What are you utterly refusing to receive by not showing up and by trying to hide and not be seen?
Yeah.
And everything that is, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And all of the points of view you have about being seen, the loss of self, the loss of anonymity, and the judgments you will receive, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And everything you have assumed that will happen to you if you are seen, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And everywhere you are scared of stepping out and showing up and being seen because you have been killed for it in past lifetimes, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And I'm going to run this one again. What have you made so vital about hiding from the world that you are holding back the ultimate expression of you that could change the world, your life, and everyone you come in contact with? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And truth, who are you being when it comes to being seen? And you don't have to have an answer for this. Just let the energy of it come up and all of the energies that just came up about who you're being, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right
yes.
and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And truth, how old are you being when it comes to being seen?
Yep.
And everything that brings up, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And truth, is that really working for you?
No.
So everything that is, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And what would truly work for you? Who would you have to be? Who, how old would you have to be? What energy, space, and consciousness could your body and you be to receive all energies of being seen with no point of view for all eternity? And everything that is, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
Now, I like that. That one was, that was lovely, what you just said, whatever that was. Because the old, how old you have to be, age has a lot of pitfalls to it. Because just because someone's older doesn't mean they're aware or have any insights or even wisdom, if you would. So it's more what... how, not how old you have to be, but what, how aware, how present, how brilliant can you be? Showing up is your, is, what if showing up is totally different and is inconceivable to what I've decided is? And how much more fun, how much would showing up be more, would surprise the hell out of how much fun that would be.
Yeah.
And then you will allow me to perceive, receive, know, do, and be the joy of showing up. Ah! I'm willing to destroy and uncreate it all. Good, bad, right, wrong, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. What have I bought into that I have to defend for or against? That wouldn't allow me to show up, the being of me and my body to show up with total ease.
Yeah.
Maybe won't let that percolate through my existence and being in my world and my reality. I'm willing to destroy it and create it all. Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, pad, all my interests, boys and beyond. What if showing up is actually much more fun and isn't, what if it's excitement? What if when I feel, or if anyone feels a little nervous or scared about doing presentations or showing up or even walking out of the house, what if it's not fear? What if it's misconstrued excitement?
Yeah.
Yeah. What does that bring up for everyone?
And everywhere you've misappropriated fear as excitement, were you destroying and creating it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
Whew. Yeah.
I guess I'm still misappropriating fear as excitement. So everywhere you're misappropriating fear as excitement, or excitement is fear, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right,
yes.
And wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. Everywhere that you are unwilling to be seen because you have no idea about what that's going to look like, be like, or feel like, and everywhere, destroying or create all of that, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond, but everywhere you're trying to think and feel in your addiction and obsession with thinking and feeling, will you destroy and uncreate all of that? Right and
mm-hmm.
wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And everywhere you have defined the unknown as something to avoid, stay away from, or overcome rather than embrace, dive into, and wonder about, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And everywhere you're looking for the answer, the conclusion, and the proof that you will do or be before you've done or been it, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. Would you be willing to, for whatever is limiting your life, being kick-ass and awesome, something worth demanding, and changing whatever it takes, everything that doesn't allow that, times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good
yes.
and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
Are you writing, did you find these or are some of these coming to you?
I found them.
Ah,
but
cool.
I find them in a rather weird way, so they're coming to me in a sense, just through notes I have.
Yeah, yeah.
There were some that I wrote for today, too. I already ran through all those, but I didn't write as many as I normally do.
Yeah. Yeah, so I've been talking about myself, so what was coming up for you this week about what you decided?
Well, yesterday I joined a book writing course, and I'm writing a book this has actually been something that's come up through my whole life, but in the class yesterday what came up was that I am unwilling to be seen. I mean, the class was on a Zoom chat where I was on the phone. I wasn't on the video Zoom, just mainly because my internet is crappy. I don't mind. There actually is a part of me that doesn't like that everybody is changing over to video conferences as opposed to phone conferences because everybody does want to see everybody. And there's a part of me that's like, no, I don't want to be seen, which all the judgments, and there's a lot of judgment of myself in that, like what I look like and everything. So everything that, like everywhere you're hiding from the world because of how you think people are going to perceive the way you look, destroy and uncreate all of that, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. But then there's also a part of me that really, 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 really loves my anonymity. I don't really want anybody to know who I am. And so everything that brings up, destroy and uncreate all of it, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And while we were talking yesterday, I wrote down that I'm scared of being very desired. So everywhere you're afraid that once you are seen famous, out getting your shit out into the world, or your, you know, getting your creations out into the world, that you're going to be desired, and that you don't like the energy of that, destroying and create all of that, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pack, all nine shirts, blue and beyond, and what energy, space, and consciousness in my body and I be to be the most desirable, demanded item on the planet for all eternity, destroying and creating all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pack, all nine shirts, blue and beyond. So I think that would bring us to talking a little more about what being desired. Truth, what does being desired mean to you? And everything can you do the, I don't remember all of the, I know there's four questions for this.
The four, what does being desired mean to you? Let's see. First of all, what does being desired mean to you? And whatever, all the energy that comes up around that. Destroy and create it all, please.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, actually, if you sit with that for a few minutes, what does being desired mean to you? And if you sit with that, so all of that, would you destroy it? Because a little niggly, a little anxiety, a little trepidation would be the word is coming up. So everything that is, I'm willing to destroy and create it all. Good, bad, right, wrong, pot, all nine shirts, boys and beyond. What do you mean to being desired? And that is, would you destroy and then create it all, please? Good, bad, right, wrong, pot, all nine shirts, boys and beyond. What does sex with being desired mean to you? And sex means receiving. So what does sex with being desired mean to you? Everything that is, would you destroy it and create it all, please? Good, bad, right, wrong, pot, all nine shirts, boys and beyond. What does sex with you mean to being desired?
Yeah.
Everything that is, would you destroy it and create it all, please? Good, bad, right, wrong, pot, all nine shirts, boys and beyond.
And then what does being seen mean to me? And everything that brings up, destroy and create it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shirts, blade and beyond. And what do I mean to being seen? And everything that is, destroy and create it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shirts, blade and beyond. And what does sex with being seen mean to me? And everything that doesn't allow me everything that allows that, destroy and create it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shirts, blade and beyond. And what does sex with me mean to being seen? And everything that is destroyed and created all. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Good, bad, right, wrong, pot, pot, all nine shirts, boys and beyond.
Yes.
These four questions are different ways of clearing the energies that have... that are unconscious, that's not in the cognitive mind, it's an energetic. So all of this is about clearing up the insane mind, the mind that's not really in our awareness. So that's so cool that Danielle's willing to talk about it and say that she... Because I think there's a push-pull for you. Isn't there what we could call conflicting universe? In other words, in one moment, you do want to be desired, and then in the next moment, you don't want to be.
Yeah.
Did you say that works? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
All the conflicting universes, all the push-pulls, all the like, I think I do want it. No, I'm not going to have it. Everything that is, would we just, and all those decisions, conclusions, all the rejections, projections, all the expectations, and everything that's been piled onto us, would you destroy it and create it all, please?
Yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, pot, all nine shirts, boys and beyond.
So all of the conflicting universes you have about being seen, stepping up and showing out, and hiding, will you versus hiding, staying where you are, not doing anything with yourself, will you destroy and uncreate them all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pack, online, shorts, boys and beyond.
Cool. Well, how's our time? I think this one just slipped right by.
Our time, we have 7 minutes left.
Oh, okay. 7 minutes?
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Oh, we had a time
warp. What do you
make
so vital about hiding from the world that you are holding back the ultimate expression of you that could change the world, your life, and everyone you come in contact with?
Yeah.
And everything that doesn't allow you to be, know, or perceive that, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boy, and beyond.
Yeah, what are you refusing? What decision have you made about who you truly be? Like, all the entrainments, everywhere we've been slapped down, and all the horrible things you've said to yourself and done to yourself and to others, would you just like to, all right, acknowledge, yep, I was pretty horrible. I acknowledge, own, and reclaim that.
Yeah.
And you will allow that to be, to receive all that energy
yep.
of myself. I'll destroy it and create it all, please. Good, bad, right, wrong, pot, all, nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. That's really funny.
Yeah.
So what if showing up would be so much more joyful, fun, and light, and adventurous and kind, far more kind than you have ever expected? What if it's time now for it to be super kind?
I lied,
fun.
Actually. It's just telling you that we have 90 seconds left.
Yeah.
So everything
that's
matters,
cool.
destroyed and created all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond.
Well, then next week we'll start talking about, we're going to start having some events in Michigan. And
yes.
There's some bigger
we'll
classes coming up.
We'll make posts about it on our Facebook page.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll talk
bye-bye.
To you next week.
Lori can be found at www.living-inmagic.com. And I can be found at www.danielle.danielleclaudia.com. And please like us on Facebook. We will see you all next week. Bye.
Bye.